Hey guys, welcome to the Indie Game Development Podcast. Here we tackle the challenges of indie game development head-on, from the technical to the emotional, and talk about the secrets to conquering self-doubt on your journey to crafting games that people will love. Subscribe so you never miss another episode, and if you haven't already, give us a rating and review so that this podcast gets shared with more people. We'd really, really appreciate it. Ready? Let's go. Today, I want to talk about possibly one of the most important things you need to keep in mind as a game developer if you want to remain sane, happy, motivated, creative, and inspired. And you are going to have a rough time making games if you are not feeling those things. And I want to talk about this because this is something that I've almost completely lost in the last little while and many, many times in the past, and it has made me difficult to live with. So let me give you an example. Not too long ago, I was knee-deep in a 90-day commercial release challenge, and I really wanted to finish it on time. We've been taking a break from our longer project to release this small, fun hack-and-slash roguelike called Samurado. And if that sounds like fun to you, you can go to the Steam page and give it a wishlist. Again, it's called Samurado. Now, the timeline for this 90-day challenge was completely self-imposed. We decided to do this in hopes of kind of spicing up our YouTube channel and getting the experience of releasing a real game and make a little bit of money in the process. So we thought it was a win-win-win as far as I can see. And when we decided this, we got to planning. Nikki loves whiteboards, I love Trello boards, so we did both. And I laid out all of the high-level tasks that needed to be done within 8 weeks, which would give us enough time to have some playtesters help iron out any large issues before we hopefully hit our 90-day deadline and release a demo. Now, small game or not, this isn't a game jam game. This is a commercial project, and we are putting a lot of love into it to make sure that it's as fun as possible. And with that comes hundreds of little things that I didn't anticipate when planning out the game. And so even though I was working pretty long hours, about 6 days a week, I generally refuse to do seven. I try very hard to keep myself from burning out, but even though I was working these hours, by the end of the fourth week in the development cycle, based on my Trello board, I was barely into week three tasks on the game. So these tasks were basically taking me 200% longer than I thought they would in the planning stages. Honestly, that's probably a good rule of thumb for game dev. Write that down if you're taking notes, right? But seriously, I have heard from many other developers that things take about 50% longer than you think they will. That's probably the case for far more experienced developers with decades of experience. But for me, at least with this project, it has been 100% longer than I thought it was going to take. And so this made me a little stressed. My wife and kids would probably use different words. But the whole reason that I'm telling you all this is because something that Nikki said to me when all of this was going down, that was kind of just the right amount of kick in the balls that I needed to make a change for the sake of my mental health and for the sake of me not driving my family insane. She said, "You quit your job, you're doing what you've always wanted to do all day long, and yet I've never seen you so miserable," right? And she wasn't wrong. And she's editing this episode, so I'm going to go ahead and say it. You were right, Nikki, okay? You are always right. But this isn't a small thing, okay? Losing sight of why you love something is never a small thing. Game development, at least in my opinion, is all about passion. There is a reason that the indie game market is growing, and AAA game companies are having to resort to stupid things like battle passes and seasons and loot boxes and all of that. It's because indie games are made by people who are passionate as hell about games. Some of my best memories growing up are from playing Ocarina of Time, the original Smash Bros., 007, Final Fantasy VII, and 8, and so many other titles, right? I ache inside when I think about those games because they mean so much to me. I've wanted to make games since I was in junior high, maybe even before. And I know that I'm not alone here. Indie devs are people who love video games, plain and simple. And these are people who took the time and found the determination and resourcefulness from somewhere deep inside themselves to learn how to create video games. Every little particle, every light, every mesh or pixel were all lovingly placed there by an indie developer that cares so much about what the final product looks like. If you've seen Indie Game the movie, there's a scene where the developer of Fez said he spent hours and hours just going over the pixel art in his game, adding little edges and details here and there to stuff that, when I was watching it from my perspective, already looked perfectly fine. But the point is that there is so much passion, so much care, so much effort and creativity for one person or tiny teams to make games. That is what makes indie games so great. AAA studios, on the other hand, are ultimately run by investors and shareholders. Investors don't care about games or their quality. They care about the bottom line. They care about money. And so what in the hell does all of this have to do with what I'm talking about? Well, when I let myself get so worked up and stressed, and on certain days what feels like borderline insane, I am not any better than those AAA companies. I'm taking the passion, the love, the creativity, the soul that this process of making games has, and I'm crumpling that up and instead only focusing on bullet points, schedules, deadlines, essentially operating like a business. My point is, when I get myself that stressed out, when I'm so behind and I'm freaking out about my deadlines and I'm worried and stressed and angry, when I get interrupted during work and all of this different stuff, I am essentially sucking all of the fun right out of making games. My first game jam game that I participated in, it was a month-long jam, which was cool, and the month itself was very stressful, and there was some drama with other people on the team, and Nikki had to step in and help me with art, even though she wasn't even in the jam at all in the first place. And it was a pretty stressful month. But that stress, when I think back on that game jam, that is not the part that I remember. The part that I remember is plugging my laptop into the TV, passing a controller to my kids and letting them try the game and watching them laugh and yell and ask me why I made it so hard. It was pure magic. And being able to capture just a little bit of that magic and hold on to it is, I think, really important for indie game developers. We're all trying to create something that makes other people feel what we feel when we play games. Magic, joy, inspiration, fun, taking them on a journey or an adventure or making them feel like a badass or a genius puzzle solver or whatever it is that you, the designer, wants them to feel. And let me be clear, I'm not saying throw away your deadlines or your schedules or your to-do lists or to not treat your game like it's a viable product that people will want to buy. Those are all important things to do. I'm saying don't forget the fun. Don't lose the magic. Don't get so lost in the frustration and stress that can come from hardcore creating that you forget why you're doing what you're doing in the first place. I often say that making games is both a science and an art, and that really doesn't even do it justice. If you're a game developer, then you're a freaking wizard or witch because you are seriously creating pure magic for other people. But you're not going to make magic if you're just blindly following a list, rushing and stressing and freaking out about time and deadlines and features and bugs and optimizations and all the things that you hate about the game making process. This industry requires you to gain a certain mastery over your own mind. There will be stressful days, crunch, countless days of banging your head against the wall with some problem. But you have to be able to take a step back and look at what you're creating. This isn't some like mindless data entry job where the end product means nothing. You are writing code that moves millions of pixels around on a screen in such a way that it tells a story, it entertains, and it moves you and other people. If that's not magic, I don't know what is. Try not to forget it. And with that, that's all I got. If you loved this episode and you haven't already left a rating and review, please consider doing that now because it really helps the podcast grow and reach more awesome people like yourself. Thanks so much.